Gerald McCoy Show. Now, Buccaneers defensive tackle Gerald McCoy and your host, Scott Ledger.
All right, everybody, welcome. We are live. Can you guys hear me out there? Make some noise. You got it. Live from Raymond James Stadium inside the Holiday Team Store. Welcome to Buccaneers Total Access. My name is Scott Ledger. Everybody knows who this is, right? Everybody's met him. And, man, you didn't even – you walked right in here. And I figured, well, Gerald's going to come up and look around, and you were out there milling with the fans right away. So welcome to your first live remote. This is your first live broadcast.
It is. Never had one, and seems to be fun.
Yeah, you're not shy when it comes to the fans.
No, they don't I love the fans.
They don't have to seek you out, huh?
No, I love the fans, man. I say it each week. We wouldn't be who we were without our fans. So we love them, and love you guys.
Got it. So how you holding up? How you feeling?
Body feels good.
Yeah, no wall. I keep reading all these articles about the rookie wall.
I'm sure it exists, but I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't hit it yet?
Yeah, the wall must not be that big. I haven't seen it yet.
You're playing how many snaps a game?
60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, if you say so.
That's when it stings a little, huh? I know for us fans, the expectations start, you know, you guys start winning games, playing better ball, your expectations go up. That's when it stings.
Yeah, you don't like to see losses like that. Up by 10 in the fourth quarter, and you just don't want to see it. There's a lot that could be said. No excuses made. We just got to finish that one.
Let's go back to the beginning of the game. What'd you think of the throwback and the crowd? And
it was fun.
Yeah.
It was, as advertised, everybody said that it was, you know, we would love it and it would be great and you would love seeing all the fans and the orange, and it was a lot of fun. High energy game.
So when you stood in front of the mirror, how'd you look? How'd you look in that uni, in that old school uni?
Hey, it felt good.
Look good on you.
Appreciate that. I appreciate that, man.
You know, some guys look better in them, you know. Some guys don't look so good.
It felt good in it. Tried to make it a little stylish. I tried to put a little, you know, orange tape around my hands. It's about, you know, how you play when you're in the uniform.
You guys, we'll go over some of the stuff that happened in the game, but Atlanta comes out, they move the ball, but you guys hold them, you know, they get some first downs, you burn a couple of timeouts, and they end up giving the ball back to you guys, and then, I would say not a three and out, but we end up giving the ball back to them, and they get an early score, but then it seems like, and I'm looking at five games in a row. If we go back eight games, you had five games in a row. We had a 100-yard rusher, not 100 yards in rushing, an actual back that had 100 yards. In the last three games, you're looking at Frank Gore, okay?
Yeah.
Ray Rice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get any easier. This time, Michael Turner, last first game, had 130 yards. This time, you hold him to under 80 yards rushing. So you guys have really started to turn it around, stopping the run. And it's, you know, three games in a row, so it's not some figment of our imagination. Things are getting better down there in the pits.
Yeah, they are. They are, and it came down to tackling. When we hit Michael Turner this time, I talked about last week, if we hit him, he needs to go down. That didn't happen last game. We would hit him, and he would run through, you know, arm tackles. We wasn't making sure tackles, and this time we did that. Fits were right. Sometimes fits were off, and that's when he would break it. But then sometimes he would just break tackles. He is a good back.
He's a big guy, bottom down, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, but we stepped it up.
Now, it's the second time you faced a back, you know, other than the Carolina game, and I don't think he faced the same back in two games in a row. So, that's like your first. Remember, we were talking about studying film, getting to see the same team.
Yeah.
Because there was this little 15-yard issue with you in the game. And is that starting to be that you're like us now? You don't like Atlanta anymore, do you?
No, I just
that's the upside of the
pack. Yeah, Atlanta's not my favorite team right now.
Yeah.
And you know, they kind of got under my skin a little bit. Things led the way they went, and
were things said? Because they had just gotten a penalty.
That yellow thing came
Roddy
out.
White had just gotten a penalty on him, and
then
third down, and you had a penalty on you.
It's a high-energy, high-emotion game.
Sure.
You know, you take things the wrong way sometimes instead of keeping you cool. Rookie mistake. That's what it was. What's crazy about that is I usually never lose my cool. I can get pushed around, chop blocked, whatever. It never happened. I mean, just happens. Rookie mistake.
Things get a little too ratcheted up, or was it just someone, was it a cheap shot? Or is it someone, you know, talking about you?
I just think it was a little late. Okay. And the ref even said, you know, yeah, I seen it, but, you know, second guy always gets caught.
There you go.
And that's what happened. I was the second guy, so, I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, just can't make that mistake again.
You know, we're officially after Thanksgiving, so I can say Merry Christmas to you now, by the way.
Merry Christmas to everybody, man. I can start to feel, you know.
Starting to feel
Christmas
it, aren't
season.
You?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking
Christmas
around, I'm thinking
coming.
The same thing.
Well, I have lights up in my house.
You got them?
A Christmas tree in my house.
Yeah. Are they old school lights or are they like disco lights, like the new ones?
No, yeah, I have. It's not old school. I mean, I'm going to get lights put out outside my house, but I have lights, you know, decorated on the inside of my house. I didn't do it. My sister did it, but hey, they're in there.
Well, the whole reason we're here, of course, at the Holiday Gift Store this is like hanging out with a gladiator, and, you know, there's where you get things done, about 50 yards to my left over there, you know. To the field. So we've got these shows this week. Geno Hayes will be with us tomorrow night. Josh Freeman will do his show here. LeGarrette Blount will do his show Friday night as Buccaneers Total Access broadcast from the Holiday Team Store. Now, they have team store prices going on. I heard there's a number 93 jersey on sale.
That's what I hear.
I heard about that guy. He's pretty good.
That's what I hear.
You got it. So if you're thinking of getting yourself a Gerald McCoy jersey, swing on by. I understand there's some good store prices on some beverages, too. Over here? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
They're slashing prices. It's the holidays.
It's the holidays, man.
I love it.
I love it, too.
You got it. So let me ask you about this football game. You're up by 10. The way things happen in special teams, you know, we stayed in games a couple of times against those teams because of Michael Spurlock's kick return. And, you know, what goes around comes around sometimes. You know, they get paychecks, too. You guys got a three-point lead.
You don't like that.
And they get the ball back. And they drive and they score a touchdown. I don't want to go play by play. I just want you to talk about how, you know, let me know what was going on the last 8 minutes or 9 minutes for you guys on the defense.
We knew we had to get a stop and give our, give our offense a chance. Things happen the way they happen. You know me, I just talk about the defense. Things happen the way they happen where the score happened to be 28-24, was it? And, we needed to get a stop, and I think we had four penalties on that one drive.
Even Josh had one.
Right.
Got a late hit on the pick.
That's what I'm saying. It's not
– horse collar on Quincy. There were just some, you know, some of those young mistakes, I think you can say.
Yeah, that's just not smart ball. Hey, my sister just walked in. Everybody wave. Say hello
gotta get
to
her
my
up
sister.
Here. Get her up here and say hi. That's right. It's the Gerald McCoy Show. We are live. Come on up here. No? You're just going to – okay, she's expected.
Right.
She's shy.
By the way, that's who did the lights, everybody. But anyway, you know, four penalties, we got to play smarter. We didn't play as smart as we needed to, and they just scored on us, man. It's kind of the same thing. It didn't happen, you know, with penalties against Baltimore, but we needed a stop to give our offense a chance, and, you know, we just didn't get it.
Well, we got four games left. This is still a 7-win football team. There's, you know, I always rip the Band-Aid off early in the show. Just get it out of the way. That's how I am.
Yeah.
If something didn't go right, just talk about it. Get it out of the way. We got Rick standing by already. Let's give out these phone numbers. 813-990-4620. 727-461-4620. 1-800-596-BUCKS. Rick, you're on first. Welcome to the show. You're on the Gerald McCoy Show.
Rick.
How you doing?
Thank you, guys. How you doing, man?
All right.
Listen, I just want to say, at 7-5, you can say what you want about this football team, but if you told me last year at 7-5 we'd be at this point of the season, I'll take it any day of the week. They're not getting pushed around by anybody. Looks like Coach Raheem's got him playing, got him believing in what he's doing. And I just want to let the people in Tampa know, I manage at a restaurant that will remain nameless, Mr. McCoy Frequents, and I just want to tell that he's as much a gentleman in person as he is on the radio. I think we got a nice guy, a stand-up guy, to follow in the legacy of Brooks, Lynch, guys like that. And we're happy to have him in Tampa, man.
Hey, Rick, don't go away. I got to ask you, what's his favorite meal?
Well, if I say that, that may give away the place that I was told not to mention.
Do you bring it to him in large plates, or do you just
you know,
it out?
He's pretty cool, man. You think a man of that stature would be, you know, just shoveling it down, but you know, he controls himself pretty good. Yeah, I got to add it.
Well, Merry Christmas, Rick. Appreciate the call, bro.
Appreciate that, Rick.
You got it. All right, you guys lose Talib early in the game. You need to talk about his. You know, we lose him with a hip injury for the season, which is, you know, you guys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys on IR.
Right.
Now. Of course, Jeff Fain as well, but talk about losing Aqib Talib.
Aqib is he's a different type of leader. He sometimes he could be a vocal leader. A lot of times he just leads by how he plays. He has what people like to call a swagger about him. And, I mean, he just goes out there and plays with so much confidence in his working. If he gets that interception early in the game, mm-hmm. that makes it seventh. You know, that's doesn't get much better than that. I mean, you have a lot of these different corners that everybody talks about in the league, but he's starting to become one of those premier corners that people know that about to face. Roddy White even gave him some props before the game.
Yeah, he did.
You know, saying how good of a corner he is. And, I mean, he makes – if you watch him on tape, he makes the plays that you just don't think, you know, are possible. Just like last week against Baltimore. I mean, people just seen the pick and they thought the pick was amazing. You know, roll between his legs. He caught it and got up and ran. People didn't see how far back he ran
to make that pick, to jump that route.
Yeah.
He jumped that route from five yards behind the wideout.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, it's just – so you hate to lose a guy like that, but he's still backing us. He was just as rowdy as we were, even though he wasn't playing, man. He was out there in that huddle. And,
he was doing some talking when Roddy White went out of bounds near
he
him
was.
In
he
street clothes.
He definitely was, man. That's just the type of guy he is. He loves this game. He has passion for it, and we're going to miss him.
Let's talk about the fact that E.J. Biggers and Myron Lewis are now going to get reps.
Right.
The downside of losing some of your younger guys and, you know the Cody Grimms, the upside is, again, we hope to make the playoffs this year. We don't want to look to next year yet, but it's valuable playing time for young guys the next four or five games, hopefully five games.
Right.
That, you know, next year you guys are going to have not only the depth but the playing time underneath it, because this is really what – when you have a young team, everybody needs reps. I mean, you don't get better. I mean, you're a perfect example. You're getting better and better as you play in the NFL. But Biggers – has stepped up, and now Myron Lewis is going to be required to step up. And your coach always says next man up. It doesn't really matter the position, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't, man. Coach always say we need all hands on deck, meaning we need all 61 guys, not just 53 game day roster guys. We need everybody, because you never know what can happen. And then if coach brings you in and we sign a new player, we need you to be ready right away. They didn't bring you in, you know, just to sit around, whether it's practice squad or whether you could be on the active roster. They brought you in to help us. And E.J. Biggers and Myron Lewis, man, that's exactly what they're doing. People have seen how well Myron Lewis can play. You know, last week there was a controversial call with the pass interference.
He has the physical
right.
body like Aqib
right.
does, the speed and the size to go with it.
And
yeah.
he was right in place on that play, man, but the ref called it the way it went, and that's just how that goes. But he was right in play, right in place. E.J. Biggers has made a lot of good plays for us, knocking down passes. He made a good knockdown this past game. He made a key interception early in the year against Cleveland, and he's just making a lot of big plays for us. So you hate to see a guy like Aqib Talib leave, but it's great to see that we got somebody that can step in to play right now.
That's Gerald McCoy. You want to talk to him? Just like Trevor, we're coming to you in a second, Trevor. 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620, 1-800-596-BUCKS. We are broadcasting from the Holiday Team Store, of course, right inside Raymond James Stadium. That's the West club-level entrance, the Dale Mabry side, if you will. You actually get to park in the player parking. I've never parked over there. It's pretty fancy.
It is.
That's where you park your ride?
That's where I park my ride.
Which one?
What parking spot?
Which ride?
No, I got one.
That's it?
I only have one.
Right now, one?
I don't
need
more
go shopping.
I don't need more than one car.
I don't know. You got a big contract, dude. You got a truck and a car. You can do both. No?
I'm not a truck guy.
All right. So that's where you can park. You can park with the players park. Jersey's on sale, number 93. And, of course, I'm not going to say that he will autograph it, but certainly.
I will.
Okay. The stuff you got to say.
Yeah.
But we're going to be here till 7 o'clock, so you can stop by, do some holiday club shopping, enjoy some very good specials on some beverages and some food, and also take part in the program. Geno Hayes will be here tomorrow night, Josh Freeman Thursday night, and LeGarrette Blount on Friday night. Every broadcast will happen right here at Raymond James Stadium. Trevor, before we go to break, we're going to you. Welcome to the program.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Trevor, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Just got a quick question for you. Every time I watch TV, I read the newspapers, I keep seeing these things and hearing these things about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have yet to beat a team with a winning record, and I just want to hear your thoughts on what you think about that.
Well, people are going to say what they want to say, and people are entitled to their opinion. But anybody who watched that game seen how close we were to winning that. We had them down by 10 points in the fourth quarter. But the Atlanta Falcons are not 10-2 for no reason. I mean, they are a good team. But we were right there in that game, and we played them hard, just like the Ravens. As many mistakes as we made, we lost by 7 points. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we're getting blown out by these teams. But honestly, we're not worried about what everybody's saying. We're just going to keep playing Buck football and keep on moving.
Four games left. By the way, I will mention that the Jets have beaten the Patriots early this year. They're a 9-win team, and all the other 8 wins they have are against teams with a losing record. So the Jets have beat one team with a winning record this year. No one talks about that. Everybody talks about the Bucs haven't beaten anybody with a winning record. You play your schedule. You either get the first place, the second place, the third place schedule. You guys got the last place schedule. You're beating teams you should beat. Now you're starting to compete with the so-called heavyweights.
We must be about something if we on somebody's mind.
That's right.
If they keep talking about us, we must be about something.
I bet Atlanta doesn't want to play it 3 times.
Hey, I bet you they don't either.
Exactly. All right, we got boards are lighting up. We got room for you. Jerry's taking your calls back in the studio, 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620. Let's get a full boat of callers. Let's get you guys calling on in. The Holiday Team Store at Raymond James Stadium is where this show is coming from. Swing on by, say hi. If you're sitting there in traffic on Dale Mabry, swing on by. You can come in on Tom McEwen Boulevard, which is the south end of the stadium. You'll see the parking assistant. We'll let you right in. There's no price for parking. You can shop for Bucks gear. They got helmets. They got everything in it. They even got some of those orange throwback jerseys. I'm rocking the Rondé one. I always do. Unless Santa brings me a 93 jersey.
Hey, he might. I'm eyeing these hot dogs over here. They rolling over there.
They're looking good. They're looking good. All right, guys, we've got to hit a break. We'll come back and continue with the Gerald McCoy Show live from Raymond James Stadium right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Coming back.
Gerald McCoy Show on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Holiday Team Store. Raymond James Stadium is the site of this week's Buccaneers Total Access. You can do your shopping. Great specials on Bucs merchandise, hats, you name it, helmets, jerseys, T-shirts, old school, new school. It's all there. I like that Bucko Bruce hat, that orange one right over there. I think that would go good with this jersey, you think?
It would.
It would look good.
It would.
It'd look good. Ninth on the team in tackles right now. You got 46. You've got, let me see, 6 tackles for loss. It's about 1 out of every 8 tackles is behind the line of scrimmage. Still 3 sacks, 17 quarterback pressures. So it's like amazing. Stiles has 21, and you have 17 quarterback mm-hmm. pressures, so you're right behind him. So you need to start talking smack to him.
No.
Because you could get a little bit more. Well, you can, you know. You're right behind him. You're right behind him. You know, the Atlanta Falcons had gone 4 games without a turnover, and if they had somehow made it through this game without a turnover, they would set an NFL record. It's never been done. So you guys get 2 picks. Sean Jones gets a pick. And I wanted to ask you about the youngin', another guy who steps up this game. We lose Cody Grimm for the season, and in comes Corey Lynch, gets a big pick. And it's kind of neat that you guys set the offense up 2 times with 2 turnovers, and both times the defense – gets the turnover, and the offense takes it for 7 points. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Our job as a defense is to score, get the ball back. We weren't able to score, but we got the ball back for our offense.
And, looks like Sean Jones, he had a pretty good return.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He said he would have took it to the crib, but he didn't see that guy on his outside, so – I mean, that's how he got him.
How about you with a block? Did you get a block on anybody?
I actually
there?
Got a block this time. When Rondé got their pick in San Francisco, I tried to get a block, but, you know, wasn't too successful. I actually got a few this time.
Did you pick someone out? Head on the swivel kind of thing?
No, it was just whoever I seen running.
All right, I mean,
you know, legally, of course, but.
Yeah. Yeah, the way they're got that $40,000 fine, did you see that Pittsburgh hit, that Baltimore Ooh. Game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was his name? The corner. Oh, it was a safety. Heath Miller got
right.
rocked.
Yeah, he did.
A late hit.
He was already basically laying on the ground.
There's a $40,000 fine levied today on that hit.
That's crazy.
Kind of legislating all the fun out of football.
It's not the James Harrison level, but
yes. I get you. We're going to go back to the phones. Eric, you're on deck. We're going to John next and Brandon. You're on the Gerald McCoy Show, Johnny.
Hey, Gerald.
Hey, John.
How you doing, sir?
All right.
I just have a question. You know, he's not complaining. I'm a big Buck fan, right? And okay. I normally be at the game an hour or 2 hours before you guys even come in. And the only question I want to ask, and I hang up, why we stand up for them, we try to, when you see your favorite player coming up, right, we like calling to you guys and waving. And most of these guys, some of them, y'all won't even speak. But whenever you're in the field and you need a 12 men, you guys turn around and, you know, like wave to us to scream. But once you're finishing, you're getting back out of the locker room again. We don't call to the players unless we really like you guys. And some of you won't even say hi. I don't care about autographs. But I'm just, you know, hoping you guys just wave to us sometime, you know, like acknowledge us to let us know because we like you guys. That's why we do that.
All right, Johnny, appreciate the call.
Okay,
right.
John.
What you got for him?
I appreciate that. From a player standpoint, when we're coming in before a game, a lot of fans, they just see their favorite players or they see Buccaneers walking in and they want autographs for whatever reason, whether it's a gift or what it is, whether I just want to meet this guy, what it is, what, you know, from a player standpoint, speaking to the fans, we love our fans. Never want to disrespect the fans. We have no problem signing for the fans or speaking to the fans.
Perfect place before, is to do it right here,
now. Before a game, it's just sometimes a lot of people be locked in, and it's just not the right time.
Explain locked in.
Right. Focus.
Your state of mind.
You think about the game, and you would love to stop and sign everybody's, but you can't get everybody. You never will. I definitely would love to sign every autograph that's out there, but – you have to get in. You have to go in and get ready for the game. You have to get your mind right. And that's what's happening before. After the game, you see there's a lot of different emotions that go into this game. After a loss, it's hard to go out and, you know, have a smile on your face after you just took a tough loss. It's nothing personal towards the fans. Players love the fans. I would say it all the time. The fans make us. And there's just so many emotions. Like before a game, you're just so focused and you just want to get into the locker room so you get ready for the game afterwards. Just depends on how the game went. Maybe you won, but personally you just didn't have as good a game as you thought you should have. And, you know, just emotions are going the way they go. But it's nothing personal towards the fans.
There's also a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
And the perfect time is right here, right now. Swing on by. I'm not sure if that caller is anywhere near Raymond James Stadium, but if you can come here in the next 45 minutes, you'll not only get him to wave at you, you might even get him to sign an autograph. Now, when he's running out in the field doing his stretches and his warm-ups and he's got that headgear, a lot of you guys I noticed when you're out there doing your early stretches, usually when you're just in that pewter little warm-up thing, a lot of you guys have your headphones on.
Right.
Is it because you're trying to get focused, right?
That's all it is. It's all focus. And I don't really, you know.
What are some of the things that are going through your head? Are you thinking blocking? Are you thinking assignment football? Are you thinking, or is it just the mental, you're talking yourself up? I mean, are you thinking X's and O's?
Things have changed for
me. What are you thinking earlier?
You know, earlier in the season, I was thinking too much. So before a game, I was thinking, well, I got to do this. Make sure you do this. Make sure your technique is here. Make sure it's there. Now, I just relax and let my mind be free. I listen to my music.
What's your sister always say? Just play, baby. What does she say?
My sister just says, go out there and just play.
There you go.
Just do what you do. Just stop thinking so much. Just go out there and do what you do. So what I do is, beforehand, I just sit. I go out and sit on the bench, and I just sit there. Maybe I talk with Styles or whoever's sitting out there with me. We just sit and talk. I take a walk around the field, take everything in, because this is a blessing to even be at this level, let alone be a starter and playing. So you just want to take it all in, enjoy it, and then sit down and relax. You know, some people get their mind right different ways. Some people lock in and say, hey, look, I need to do this, I need to do that. Some people just say, look, let me calm down. I got a game today.
As Gerald McCoy, I'm Ledge. It's the Gerald McCoy Show live from the Holiday Team Store, slashing prices on everything from beverages to jerseys. Swing on by. It's inside Raymond James Stadium. That's the west side, club level. As soon as you walk in, you'll see us. You can park in the players' parking lot. There are parking attendants out there. It's free. Swing on by. See Gerald. You can get an autograph. Also take part in the program if you'd like. If you got a question or something you'd like to write down, anybody in front of us here, feel free to scribble it down. We'll ask him. Or Carlton, you're on deck. We're going to Eric next. Eric, you're up.
Hey, Gerald.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. How are you doing after that tough loss on Sunday?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. You got to bounce back quick in this league, and we already looking forward to Washington.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Listen, I know sometimes you can't beat the other team and the Zebras. That's just the way it goes sometimes. Listen, yeah. Man, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate the humbleness of your character and the ferocity of your on-the-field presence. I was really stoked when we drafted you. I see nothing but, you know, bright stars for you in the future. I honestly think that once you get to the off season this year, you might really benefit from going back and looking at the footage of Hall of Famer John Randall and Bruce Smith.
Yes, sir.
Because when I see you come off the line, I see your arms and, I see your body motions and everything. To me, you're just like a hybrid of those two stick together. I'm so anxious to see what, you know, what's going to end up coming out of your career. I know you're a big spiritual person, and I myself am too, and I thought I might recite a Bible verse for you that you might use for some inspiration going into this week in Washington, might share with defensive players.
Thank you, Eric.
It's in the second book of Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto him all good works. And to me, all this says is if you take this verse in, or these verses into the locker room, and you and everybody else on the defense look at each other, be honest with each other, you know, admit your mistakes, who was out of position, who didn't play up to what they could, you know, and use it for correction and get those corrections established and put in and get ready for Washington. And thanks a lot again, man. Like I said, I appreciate the ferocity of your character on the field, the humbleness of your person, and I look forward to seeing what your career brings. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate that, man. It's always good to hear inspiring words from
whoever. Did you get a chance to watch Bruce Smith play football?
Yeah, I watched film on Bruce Smith. Actually, when I was training for the combine, I seen him play.
What'd you think of him?
Oh, he was amazing. He was
like
truly
a smaller
beast.
Reggie Wayne.
Yeah.
Just he was slightly smaller than Reggie
slightly
White.
Smaller.
But he had a big get off.
He did.
Big time.
Yeah, he did. I watched him. I have a VHS tape of John Randall. He did something on NFL Network. I forget what it is.
He used to talk a lot.
Yeah, he did.
They have him mic'd up all the time.
Right.
He loved talking.
I watched Warren Sapp, Howie Long, Derek Thomas. Watched a lot of Reggie White. I watched a lot of different guys.
Derek Thomas was a heck of an outside edge rusher,
man,
from the linebacker,
man,
position, man. That guy could have had a massive career as that,
yeah,
life being cut short like that. All right, we're going right back to the phones. Carlton, appreciate you hanging on, buddy. You're up.
Well, I appreciate being on the show. And, Gerald, I appreciate having the chance to meet you at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes event they had. And I just called to see how your footwork's doing, how the socks worked out for you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I appreciate those, man. Footwork is great. Feet feel good, and the socks were wonderful.
All right, I'll get you some more then. I've been in school, so I haven't been over to One Buck's place, but I've been catching the games and the highlights when I wasn't in the books, and I'm excited about what I see on the field. Like the caller previously stated, you're a humble character, but like you said, out on the field, when it's time to do it, you do it. So congratulations,
right,
and look forward to seeing you soon.
Appreciate it, Carlton.
All right, bye-bye.
Good stuff, Carl. Appreciate the program. Hillsboro, 813. Got an open line there, 813-990-4620. We got a couple open lines at Pinellas, 727-461-4620 or 1-800-596-BUCKS. Race to 10, 7 games taken care of, 11 games is certainly doable. We don't want to worry about the last 3 games. I know you're only concentrated on the Redskins, but from the fan perspective, a lot of us are already excited about everything that's taken place this year, the major turnaround on the team. I got to ask you again, because your coach said it, and I think I just heard you say it a little while ago, no excuses, because someone made a reference to the refs. Sometimes you do get, it's up on the screen right now, as a matter of fact, sometimes you get plays that don't go your way, and sometimes you get plays that go your way, but your coach says a lot about not making excuses or blaming referees. After once it's done, get an explanation and move on. And that seems to have permeated you too.
Yeah. Yeah. You can always make excuses.
You must get angry about calls. I mean, we get angry about calls, but how do you funnel it and forget about it so quickly?
You have to. I mean, if you, that's the way this game works. If you sit there and just think, okay, I messed up just like I did this past game. I thought about that penalty too long. You know, I knew I had made a mistake, and it kind of stuck with me for a little bit. Fortunately enough, we were going into halftime, you know, pretty soon after when it happened. You know, you have to let things like that go. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to get blocked at times. You're going to get out your gap. If you keep thinking about that, then you'll mess up the next play. Then it'll be a domino effect. Exactly. You don't want that.
All right. That's Gerald McCoy. I want to talk to him. We got Dave, Jay, and Steve. We're all coming to you guys. Dave, you're up next on the Gerald McCoy Show. Welcome.
Hey, you there, Gerald?
Yeah,
hey,
we got you, Dave.
Hey,
go ahead, bro.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good. I just want to tell you, big fan. You know, ever since the draft, been excited to have you on board. Loved you at Oklahoma, and I think big things are to come from you.
Thanks, Dave.
My my question is, at the game on Sunday, you know, unbelievable atmosphere. One of the better, I've been a season ticket holder since 05. And, you know, this is one of the best games, at least exciting games that I've been to in the last several years. And, you know, right after Ernest throws that touchdown to Gilmore, go up by 10. I mean, the atmosphere in the stands was electric. The Tampa Bay chants were back, you know, and then all of a sudden the kickoff happens. And in all the games I've been to in different sporting events, I'd really seen the emotion just completely flip on a dime, like the emotion in the stands. I was kind of wondering from a player standpoint, can you see a game turn like that emotionally and the way momentum switches?
Yeah, momentum is a big part of this game, and emotions can play a big part in that, but that's kind of goes back to me saying you can't focus on that one play, because if you focus on that one play, that's where your emotions, you know, can kind of get away from you, and you don't have as much control over them as you would like. You know, like the kickoff return, we had to nip it in the bud and keep moving. We had to let that go. We couldn't dwell on, oh, well, they could have tackled them. Plays happen. They get paid just like we do,
yeah.
And they make big plays just like we do, just like any other team in the NFL does. That's this league, and that's why it's so exciting to watch. I mean, who could have predicted that he was going to take that kickback? Nobody did. Just like nobody predicted that Spurlock was going to take his back when we played him at their place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, exactly. Things happen, and you can't get locked into a single play. You just have to, you know, you can be riled up. You can use that as motivation. Okay, they did that. Now let's go out there and score and then get a stop. You know, I mean, you can take it how you want. You know, my advice is just not take it negatively and move on.
Yeah. Well, I wish you luck, Joe, the rest of the season. I've been studying the schedule and looking at the other guys in the race, whether it be the Giants, the Packers, and I think the schedule is in our favor. You know, win all four, but win three of the four, and a lot of those teams play each other. I think we still got a great shot at the playoffs, and looking forward to an exciting year and years to come.
Appreciate it, Dave.
Good stuff, Dave. Dave brings up a couple good points. I will make a mention of Michael Spurlock in the Cincy game, fumbles a ball. And if he was sitting there thinking about that fumble, would he have made that awesome catch later on that sets up the winning field goal? I mean, sometimes, you know, it is that ebb and flow. It's like a roller coaster ride, and it's that way for us as fans too. You know, you're pumped, and all of a sudden your team, you feel the air kind of come out of you, but then you look at the clock and you go 9 minutes left, we still got a three-point lead.
You're right. An example of mine is Mike Williams dropped his first pass, and he dropped some other passes, but when we got down the red zone and they threw him the ball, he made the touchdown catch.
Slant. His seventh, by the way, ties Michael Clayton for the rookie receiving touchdown record.
Saying?
Yep, so far he's tied. That's the bottom line is, you know, live. It's almost like you got to have that cornerback mentality.
Right.
You give up a touchdown, live to play another down, and forget about it. We got some good callers. We're going to get to Steve, Andy, and Jay. You guys are all on deck. We got a couple open lines. We got one in Tampa, two in Tampa, 813-990-4620. Got a couple in Pinellas, 727-461-4620. We'll hit a break. We are live at the Holiday Team Store, Raymond James Stadium, West Side. That's the Dale Mabry side. I see a lot of traffic going by. You can pull on in, do some of your holiday shopping. Tons of Bucks merchandise on sale. Good specials on drinks and food while you're here. And we're going to be here all week long. Now, tomorrow night, it'll be Geno Hayes. Thursday night, Josh Freeman comes in for his show. And Friday night, running back LeGarrette Blount will all be here. So why don't you swing on by, say hi. We'll get to those callers. And there's room for you when we come back and do the second half of the Gerald McCoy Show right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
The Gerald McCoy Show on your home for the Buccaneers. 620 WDAE and US 1035.
All right, guys, welcome back to the program. We got a ton of callers getting in on the Gerald McCoy Show, so we're going to go right to you. Let me see the batting order. We'll go Steve first, Andy, Jay, and Bernie. Stand by. We're coming to you guys next. Steve, you're on with Gerald McCoy. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Gerald?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, a couple things. You know, first and foremost, you know, being a Buck and representing this Tampa Bay community playing good football. I'm a Pop Warner coach. I have the midgets, which are 12 to 15 years old. And a couple of questions are, you know, did you play Pop Warner where you were? And more than anything, what could you tell a young kid in how to strive to be better and be a great football player like you are?
Actually, it's funny you say that earlier. I was in Orlando at the Wide World of
Sports Complex.
Sports,
yep.
Complex,
yeah, that's where they used to hold Buck training camp. That's where,
you know,
Buck training
where
camp
old
used
Bucks,
to be.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they were actually having the Pop Warner Super Bowl, 54th, I think it is, Pop Warner Super Bowl in Orlando. And I was actually out there talking to a bunch of Pop Warner kids. And I talked to a group of kids. I think the team name was the Bulldogs. And they had just lost. And they were thinking about, you know, they were sad. Some were crying. Some were down. And I told them, look, football's football. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be wins and losses. But that should not stop you. Just like we had a tough loss against Atlanta, we have to take the positives from that and keep on moving. A kid such as myself or anybody who's playing Pop Warner, what they have to do is they have to focus, lock in, and look to the future. Any decision you make going into whatever it is you're doing, you have to look at the future and how that will affect it. And you have to make sure that you don't get detoured off that track and that you stay focused and stay away from dream killers. There'll be a lot of people come and tell you, well, you can't do it because of this, because of that. Stay away from those people. Stay focused and put everything you have into it.
Is that your phrase, dream killers? Is that your phrase?
No, I learned that. That's something I
that's
got
good
from
advice.
My church.
I like that. That's good advice.
Got that from my church back in Oklahoma.
Yeah, so when you're playing, Pop Warner football, you're coming up, you suffer a tough loss. Do you remember anybody giving you that kind of speech? Was it a coach? Was it someone else that helped you get through that? You know, because losing is never easy, but it's tough when you're 12, 13, 14 years old.
Yeah, well, you hear your coach say it, but mostly it was my father. Telling me, look, sometimes you just lose. I mean, you do. But honestly, for about 5 years, I think it was, we didn't lose a game. And we won the national championship as a little league team. So
you didn't give up too many losses.
You know, didn't give up too many. Ours was in Vegas. Ours was not in Orlando. But we did win a national championship as a little league team. So I did play Pop Warner.
All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Jay and Brandon, you're on with Gerald McCoy. Welcome, Jay.
Good afternoon, Gerald.
Hey, Jay.
First of all, I want to say I'm very excited about your progressions into the NFL game. You've made improvements and strides throughout the year. Your name comes up more for all the good reasons, and I think that's excellent and awesome. My question is kind of based around a pet peeve of mine. Every year around draft time, you hear it all the time, even, you know, during the draft and even after the draft, Ray Lewis comparisons, and your situation, Warren Sapp comparisons, you know, Derek Brooks, the list goes on and on and on. I think it's very unfair and unrealistic to even put those names on a college athlete in any kind of comparison. With you and your situation, did that add any more pressure, you know, stress, anything of that nature compared to if they would have just said, this is a good tackle with a good motor, great feet, and good hands? Does it add more pressure when you get the big name comparisons with players that got their name for a reason?
Yeah, it depends. It could be pressure depending on how you take it. I've seen it as a challenge, and I embraced it. Sapp told me the reason he wore 99 is because of a guy he was compared to. That's why he took the number, and he embraced it. So he said, people want to compare you to me, embrace it. Sapp told me this with his, you know, out of his own mouth. He said, embrace it. Have fun with it. Take it as a challenge. And that's what I did. It didn't add any, you know, added pressure. Well, people want to see Sapp again. You're not going to see Sapp again. Sapp was Sapp, and that's the bottom line. So if that's what you're looking for, you can stop looking because Sapp is one of a kind, and he was just a different type of player. He changed the game completely. That's
and
what he
I
did.
Agree. I mean, that's my point. I just think it's a lot of added – I would think it would be added pressure to have those expectations just coming out of college going to an NFL team where you got to learn everything all over again, basically, and to have future Hall of Famers or people that are already in the Hall of Fame, those names, you know, join with yours and those kind of expectations. But you know what? You're doing a great job. You're fun to watch, and I look forward to continuing to watch, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. You know, sometimes it comes with the territory. If you have a throwing motion that looks like Joe Montana's, if you have a body type that looked like Ray Lewis, I mean, people compare. I mean, it's part of life. You know, he reminds me of. I mean, over the time,
right.
I look at Mike Williams as a wide receiver. Everybody says he reminds me of Michael Irvin, or you know, it happens.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah. I mean, and it's an honor. You got to look at it as an honor that they even want to compare you to a guy,
a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, like Sepp. I mean. You could just easily not be compared to anybody. They could just say, "Well, we drafted this guy," you know. So you know, you gotta embrace it
and run with it, like you have. Bernie, you're on deck. We're coming right to you. Andy in Palm Harbor, you're on the Gerald McCoy Show.
Hey, Lidge, Gerald. Thank you.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Lidge, let me tell you something. When I saw this guy on draft day with his genuine smile and the way he embraced Roger Goodell at draft day, I said, "This guy is the real deal," and he just looked like he was. Just elated to be a Buccaneer, and he's shown that at what he has done, you know, through his faith, through his family, and what he's doing on the field. And as a rookie, I couldn't echo what Jay said better. And I have two defensive questions to get to, but he's being himself. He is Gerald McCoy, and he is maturing in leaps and bounds. And I can't thank you enough for what you stand for and how you present yourself to us. As fans in the community, you don't have to be a role model, but I think you're a very strong one to some of the youth out there.
Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome. And Gerald, on the defensive side, I was at the game Sunday, and I had one of those 30-yard views where you can see the play develop. And I know Michael Turner is just one of those premier, probably top five backs out there. And I know you guys made some adjustments. And I remember one of the series in the second quarter, I think it might have been the Atlanta first touchdown, they just did all pass, empty backfield. I knew you guys have to make adjustments, and I have to say Atlanta's front line on offense was they were dominating at times. How did you see it?
Yeah, it how it went is, man, we rush so many different ways, and when you only rush three, it's harder to get to Matt, you know, Matty Ice as they call him. It's harder to get to a guy that has a three-step drop and gets the ball out. It's hard to get to, especially it's hard to get to with a four-man rush, but with just three people rushing, you know, I'm down in the middle, Styles on one end, Mike Bennett on the other, and you may have Quincy helping off the edge, maybe. But when you have all those guys in coverage, you only got three guys rushing, it's going to look like, you know, everybody's getting a double team except for one person. But when you got five on three, you know, it's kind of hard to get to the quarterback.
And you guys were given different looks. You know, there was a three-down set, and the backers would come in and make it look like they're going to speed rush in the middle. But I know you guys were trying to change it up. Boy, I'll tell you, it was tough to get to Matt Ryan on Sunday. I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they have a pretty good offensive line, and they have a great offensive scheme.
They've only given up 17 sacks all year.
Right. And he gets the ball out. It's not like he holds the ball like some quarterbacks do. You have some – very great quarterbacks that hold the ball. They'll take a sack, but then they'll make so many big plays, and Matt Ryan's not one of those
guys.
He's
not considered mobile, but would you identify him as elusive?
Yeah.
Because he slides well.
I'll say he has great pocket presence.
Yeah.
He knows where he needs to be, where to slide, where to step back, where to move to the right or to the left, whatever it is.
All right, guys, good calls. Pete, you're on deck. We're going to Bernie. Bernie, you're on the Gerald McCoy Show. Welcome.
Hey, Gerald. I just wanted to say I appreciate you giving a Bible verse at the end of every show, and you know that means a lot to me, and I'm sure it's a blessing to a lot of people, and just want to say thanks for, you know, using your platform the way you do, and keep up the good work.
Appreciate that, Bernie. Hey, that's
did you expect to hear that back when you start? We started that in the second or third show, I think.
Second.
Did you expect to start hearing this?
You know,
because it is a football show, but you know, you're getting a lot of people that recognize your personal life, and they're either, you know, in line with you or at least you know, allow or accept it. Did you expect that kind of feedback?
I mean, you're supposed to expect results when you spread the gospel, and that's what I do. That's what I'm about, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. And when you do that, you should expect results. If you don't, then you probably shouldn't be doing it, or you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
That's Gerald McCoy. I want to talk to him. Pete, we're coming to you. Get right behind Pete at 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620, or 1-800-596-BUCKS. Pete, we'll sneak you in before we go to break.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Hey, Gerald, been really great talking to you. I'm a big fan. Actually, I've been a season ticket holder since 79, and I wanted to let you know that you were the first jersey that I bought probably in a long time. We don't take, you know, we take role models that are around our household very seriously. And let my son wear your jersey. Before I even knew about your football talents, with the internet and everything, you could read a lot about a people. In the day we drafted you, I read a lot about you as a person. So the way I think about you is more as a person than even a football player. I think you're a wonderful, wonderful person, and I really appreciate everything you're doing in the community.
Thanks, Pete.
My question's real quick. I'm a football coach, and I just wanted to ask you, were they specifically picking you out on the chop blocks, or were they going after the whole defensive line?
I don't think they were specifically picking me out on the chop blocks. There are a lot of times where offensive line will come up to the line and point me out simply because I am the three technique, and the three technique and the right defensive end are the premier pass rushers on the front line. They'll point me out, or they'll point out the linebacker. There are a lot of times where I am the focal point for where they slide the protection, but I don't think they were.
You're considered the middle of the defense?
Right. I don't think they were pointing me out on the chop blocks.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call, and you guys have a wonderful night.
Thanks, Pete.
You got it, Pete. Good calls. We might be able to sneak one in before we go. Remember, we're here all week. Now, tomorrow night, it's Buccaneers Total Access. This time around, it'll be linebacker Geno Hayes. He'll be sitting right where this big man's sitting right now. Josh Freeman has his own show on Thursday nights. He'll be here. And Friday night, running back LeGarrette Blount will be our guest. These are all, of course, coming to you live from the Holiday Team Store right at Dale Mabry. Side of RJS. Now, we're out here till 7 o'clock, but the store's open till 8 o'clock. Stores actually open 3 to 8 each day, so you don't have to necessarily be here when the shows are happening. You can come before, during, or after to do your holiday shopping for Bucks merchandise. West Side Club entrance, right off of McEwen Boulevard, the south end of the stadium. You can enter there right there. And by the way, yeah, that number 93 jersey that our caller just talked about, it's on sale, so swing on by. We'll finish up with this show in a couple of minutes, and when we come back on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
This is the Gerald McCoy Show on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
All right, first of all, thanks everybody for stopping by tonight. Appreciate it. Absolutely.
Thank you,
God bless you. Good crowd tonight. Good crowd. Absolutely. And, of course, Gerald McCoy, this is his show, and each week he goes to a Bible verse, talks about what it means to him and how it inspires him, and with that, your floor, bro.
Oh, yeah. This week, my Bible verse is actually going to be out of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15, and it kind of explains why I do, you know, why I do spread the gospel, why I'm not afraid to, you know, talk about it or, you know, show people that that is me and that God is number one in my life. This scripture says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. The God that we serve is a God of truth and compassion, and the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. And the gospel and the Bible is truth, and it is real. Reason I believe in it is all faith. For me, and I'm not afraid to spread the gospel to anybody. I'm not afraid to talk to anybody about God, because I shouldn't be ashamed, because God is the reason that we do exist and that we can come up here and do this radio show, or that the fans could come watch us play the game that we love. So, I mean, that's why I'm not ashamed to spread it to anybody.
That is the words of Gerald McCoy. We got a couple minutes left before the show. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. You get a chance to play against a guy like Donovan McNabb. You probably watched him when you were in high school.
Man, look. Now,
how old were you when you went in the NFL?
This is real exciting to me, because, honestly, I love some teams. Tampa was my number one when I was a kid. My sister knows that, but she also knows I like the Chiefs. At one time, Oklahoma, you're going to like the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But I like the Eagles. I did like the Eagles at the time. Donovan McNabb was a big part of that. And I had a chance to meet Donovan McNabb in the offseason. he kind of said hello to me and kept walking, and I was just like, dang, that was McNabb. Now I got a chance to, you know, get after him, and I'm looking forward to it.
You get a chance to meet him up close and personal, probably when he's laying on his back and you're looking above him and you're helping him dust a little, you know, pull that grass out of it.
I don't know, the best part is dust.
Pull that grass out of the face mask for him and say, you sure you want to continue, old man?
I might say something like that. I probably won't say that, but I hit him. And God bless you, brother.
You going to call him Mr. McNabb? Yeah. Jeez, Mr. McNabb. It was nice to crunch you.
I will probably say, God bless you, brother. I'll be back soon. You know, I might say something like that. You know?
Redskins are, you know, they're that team that's they spent a lot of money. The owner has tried tons and tons of free agents. They got an issue with a new free agent.
They paid my teammate, Trent Williams.
Did they?
Yeah. He was the fourth pick this year.
He got some good money.
Yeah. He got paid, man.
He didn't get Haynesworth money.
No.
But at least he's playing.
Yeah.
What do you think of guys that get a lot of money up front and then just kind of coast?
You know, a lot of people. Some people are motivated by different things. Some people are motivated by things in their contract, incentives. Some people are motivated just by the love of the game, such as me. I just love playing this game. I want to be great at it. You know, I play this game with all my heart. Not to say he doesn't. I'll be wrong to say that he doesn't. But people are motivated by different things. Maybe he played so hard because he wanted to get paid. Now that he did, you know, he's paid. Now he can he's not necessarily relaxing, but he can chill out or whatever. He's already got his money. You know, it's just a lot of different things that go into it.
Well, you got your money, but you seem driven.
I am.
And you're driven to be great. I'll say the same thing about five, right. Number five. I mean, a lot of people say, what's Free like? Yeah. And I go, he's driven. He wants to be great. He wants to be great, just like you.
He is. And my sister will tell you, I tell them all the time, man, I did get paid, and I was blessed by God to be blessed with a lot of money, but that's for my family. I worked so hard so I could help my family pay off any debts that we had to give my family a better life. But the football part of it, that's me. I love football. I'm driven. It's my heart, and I put everything I have into this game. My family sees it in me all the time. They say, hey, look, relax. You're not playing right now. You're not at work. You're at home. I can't help it.
Still wound up, huh?
It's 24/7 for me. You know, I think about it while we're doing the show. Right after the show's over, I'm going to go think about it. When I go home, I'm going to think about it, wake up, and go. That's what I do. Football is, I mean, it's my passion.
You get feedback from a lot of people. You get feedback from people like me who never played the game. You get feedback from people who have played the game. Now you've played, 12 games in the NFL, and you've played against 12 different centers, 24 different guards, and I know that some of those people talk to you after a game. Did anybody from Atlanta? And this, I know it's been a little chippy, but what kind of feedback are you getting from the guys you play against? We got a couple of seconds.
Yeah, the center from the Ravens, he told me, you know, you're gonna be a great player. I can see a lot of great potential you have, and. You know, you're just a young guy. But what you do right now as a young guy, some guys don't do as vets. And he told me that. Then the Falcons whole line came to me, and they said, look, now we're tired of seeing you. We're going to have to see you for a few more years. But you keep playing, you stay healthy, you'll be a great player. So
I like it. It's going to be a great rivalry. Young Buck team, young Falcon team. Look out. This is going to be one of the best rivalries in football in the next couple of years. We're out of time, bro. That was a fast hour.
It was. Fans, love you guys.
Thanks for coming out, everybody. Appreciate you being here. We are going to be here all this week. Don't forget, we got Geno Hayes. We got Josh Freeman show here Thursday night. We'll have LeGarrette Blount. We got a lot of big guys on the stage. The reason I wasn't sitting in my chair because I felt like I was sitting at the little table Thanksgiving. So I decided to stand up. But stay healthy.
Definitely.
And let's go get them Redskins.
All right. Merry Christmas and God bless everybody.
You got it. That's Gerald McCoy. We appreciate everybody who called in. Good calls tonight. Don't forget that we will take your calls tomorrow night. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll talk to you again on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Gerald McCoy Show on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.